It is totally unacceptable. And, you know, I hope that the paramedic who was injured makes a speedy recovery and is able to return to his work. And as you say, the ambulance service is nothing new. Unfortunately, for all our emergency services, they're at the end of assaults regularly, and particularly the Gardaí, the ambulance service, and the fire brigade. And then we have what's happening in actual emergency at times, and it's just not good enough. And from the point of view that people who are going out on the daily work to help and assist, and particularly this particular case where they were responding to a call of help and need and going about their work and then to be officially assaulted, it just can't be allowed to continue.
Yep, those are the physical assaults as well, and we would know there's, you know, verbal intimidation and assaults on the wards as well. Obviously, not talking about this case specifically, do we need to look at, and I think I think someone has brought forward an item on this, I'm sure we did an interview in it not so long ago, but look at, you know, the deterrent, the sentence for this type of activity that we're talking about generally, do we need to be looking at that?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to come on to, that our emergency service personnel need to be protected, and if and when they come and be assaulted in the line of their duty, then yes, they certainly need protection. Look, I've been talking to people from yesterday since this news broke, and that was the most thing that people were saying. They'll get a slap in the wrist when they go to court. Things need to be sorted out. There needs to be more stringent sentencing. And this can't be allowed to happen. So, you know, it's out of our hands. It's out of the Gardaí's hands. They'll do the investigation. They'll present the defendant to the courts. The courts then need to look at this. This is people who are going about the business on a daily basis, who are protecting and many times saving our lives. And then they're being subjected to these attacks. And as you said, they're on the rise since 2018, and then they rise again in 2019, and been further increases in them years since. And it has to be stopped. So there needs to be an adequate and sufficient deterrent. And if that means then introducing jail sentences for people who attack members of our emergency services, then that needs to be the deterrent, because it has to be stopped.
Yeah, I think an assault against you or me has to be treated differently to an assault against someone in a life-saving role or guard, you know what I mean? People in this type of instance, there has to be some, I'm not sure, maybe there is, I probably should know, but there has to be a difference between, as I say, an assault on the likes of me versus an assault on a medic or a guard or a fire person or whatever it might be.
Yeah, because they're not going to affect to that, Greg. And while there was a physical assault and physical injuries yesterday, there also has to be, an attack and long-term, you know, sort of mental anguish coming out of that. That every call they're going to go to, is there that worry, that concern that they could be put in that type of situation where an assault could occur, and then would lead the people thinking, you know what, I would like to do that job, but it's, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be involved in that. They weren't going to be assaulted. So there needs to be a deterrent. We need to protect them. They're doing fantastic jobs. And especially now, during what we've come through this last 2 years, them people have been turned up for their work every single day, exposing themselves to all the dangers that COVID was presenting for them, and ensuring that they give the best care they could. They've done training for a long number of years to ensure that they have the medical experience and skills that are needed to save people's lives. And then incidents like this are happening, and it's not good enough, because they're in the increase, so there needs to be a sufficient deterrent to stop these actions happening against them.
Yeah, we're so far away from that, though, because what you do see in cases like this is that you could have a victim who is still in hospital or just home recovering from their injuries, and a person who might be suspected of being responsible being free.
Yeah.
I mean, how would that make a victim in an incident like this feel, I wonder?
And that's what I'm saying, the long-term effect on the victims. And we've heard through your show over the years about the long-term effect of whether it be assaults or burglaries, because there is that long-term sort of mental anguish. And as someone, as you say, who was a victim of the assault is in hospital, and the person allegedly responsible for it is out walking about the street. And maybe then the victim is off work for a number of months. then, you know, this is where these
with the potential to come across an alleged perpetrator as well. As I say, we're not talking specifically about this case, but we, no. You know, we've seen cases in the past. I mean, it's hard to believe that that's the way the system is set up.
Well, look, we see the court cases quite regularly across the board. You see it every week in the papers. A lot of people are commenting that it has become very lenient, consistent, persistent offenders been getting off and off. But I think in cases like this where people who are providing the medical care, the Gardaí, the fire service, people who are providing emergency services, they need to be specially protected because they're doing special jobs. And we need them people. We need continued. We need more of them. Mm. So, look, we have a situation. We know the problems we're having at the hospital. We know about ambulances queuing up because of the increased demand and footfall at the emergency department. And yesterday was a particularly hard day for the ambulance service and indeed for the hospital and their staff. And then we have this at 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's unbelievable, really.